what I plan on doing during this Lenten season is taking the epistle lessons, which are assigned for each week, and take a look at those. And for today, if you've got your Bible handy, we're in the book of James, just after Hebrews, James chapter 1. And the reading normally for today is verses 12 through 18, but I'm going to add a few verses to that, starting probably at verse 2. 2 through 8, and then 12 to 18. Give people a chance to find that as you're looking for that. The letter of James, I remember growing up thinking that this was written by the disciple James, or the brother of John, the son of Zebedee. But that James was killed early in the church. I was a martyr. And this letter, the writer never identifies himself as an apostle. It appears that he was most likely the brother of Jesus. And Matthew, they have a list of Jesus' brothers, and he is listed first. And this James became a very important person in the Jewish or the Christian church in Jerusalem. He was the head of the council. When people would go to Jerusalem, Paul two different times went to Jerusalem. One of the things he did was to visit with James. It says James was also one of the people that Jesus appeared to after the resurrection. He was not a follower, not one of the disciples to begin with. But after the resurrection, yes, he became a follower and an important pillar of the church. So if you don't mind, I'll do a little bit of reading, starting at verse 2. And I want to take this kind of paragraph at a time. I'm reading out of the NIV, if that helps at all. If you've got different translations, a lot of times that can help. I was only looking at two different ones as I was studying for this. It's always good, since we're studying in English and it was written in Greek, to try and get the other other versions, which can, I think, give us a better understanding.
Sorry, Merv, which chapter is this again, please?
This is chapter one of James.
Thank you.
I'm starting at verse 2.
Okay.
It says, "Consider it pure joy, my brothers, whenever you face trials of many kinds, because you know that the testing of your faith develops perseverance. Perseverance must finish its work so that you may be mature and complete, not lacking anything. If any of you lacks wisdom, he should ask God, who gives generously to all without finding fault. But when he asks, he must believe and not doubt, because he who doubts is like a wave of the sea, blown and tossed by the wind. That man should not think he will receive anything from the Lord. He is double-minded, unstable in all he does." The reason I wanted to start at this part, this one talks about trials. And James is addressing, in verse 1, it says, to the 12 tribes scattered. And it was, after the martyrdom of Stephen, many of the Christians in Jerusalem or in Judah spread throughout the Middle East. And, even though, the death of one of the believers was bad, God used this for a good purpose, in that it spread the church, and the church grew. And so, you know, we've got groups of Christians through many of the larger cities, you know, away from Jerusalem. When St. Paul, when he was converted, and this was shortly after Stephen, you know, was stoned, he was heading to try to arrest some of these Christians who had been spread. But these were people that understood trials, understood problems coming up. You know, we've got, you know, a trial is something that comes from outside. You know, you might, I think all of us at different times have probably had trials. Something happens to put a stress, a pressure, and especially puts a pressure on our faith. But it comes from outside. We might have a tiny part in bringing that about, but it's not from yourself. I also don't think this is something that is sent by God. He can use this. These are things that come about from evil very often, but God can use for his purpose. I was thinking of Job. He faced a lot of trials, you know, a lot of trials piled up in one day, but it was not God doing, it was Satan doing it and God allowing it. And I think that's a lot of what happens with trials in our life. God is saying, okay, I will allow this to happen because it can help your faith to grow, to help it develop, help it mature. And it's you know, a way to grow. And it says, you know, it says trials bring testing, and it develops perseverance. Going back and studying this a little bit more, it says the perseverance they're talking about is not a passive perseverance. It's a very active. It's not just standing up to it, but it's, you know, standing up to it and attacking it almost. They were given an example. I think it was Beethoven when he was going deaf, and, you know, deafness to a musician, you would think that would be quite a trial. But he was saying, you know, he was going to grab life by the throat. You know, he wasn't going to let the deafness, you know, take his life away. Or another one had trials that brought all kinds of sorrow into his life. And says, you know, the sorrow really colors your life. And he says, yes, but I choose the color. That's the kind of perseverance they're talking about here, where you take it and use it as a way to grow, as a way to develop. God can use it as a way to strengthen your faith. I know with my parents, when I was probably about 4 years old, my dad decided to go into farming. He was raised on a farm, always loved farming, and he stopped being a barber and went back to being a farm or working on the farm. His timing was not good, though. Farming, when I was born, was very good because the United States was feeding much of the world, especially Europe, after World War II, and that had been going on some years. The year my dad got into farming, Europe was able to feed itself, and farm prices in the United States fell. And so for the next probably about 3 years, my parents went through quite a trial from being very comfortable owning their own home to struggling to just put food on the table. If we hadn't been able to grow things in a large garden, we would have had a difficult time. That was a trial for them. many years later, as I was starting to face some trials of my own life, had kids of my own, my mother was able to explain some of this trial and what they saw. When I was very little, things were going very well for them. And they were able to enjoy that. But they made one big mistake, and they says, look what we've done, rather than look what God's done for us. And made some decisions, and very the blessings that had been there were taken away. When they finally realized what they had done, and never lost faith during this time, but I think we're frustrated and trying to grow and develop. But they realized, we've made this huge mistake taking credit for God's blessings, turned around and asked God to, help us get back to where we were, or at least help us to grow and learn from this. And within a very short time, God turned around and blessed them like Job. My dad had the proverbial rich aunt. She had no children. And my dad ended up inheriting about half her estate, which took care of all the debts. He felt good because he was, instead of struggling to just make payments on a used car, was able to go down and pay cash for a car, paid off all the debts, and things just turned around almost in a day. It was just in a very short time, but it was using this experience to strengthen their faith. Later on, when my mother was explaining this to me, probably within a year, I was in a situation where I was saying, look what I've done. I was in a teaching situation, also as a principal, and things were going great. Look what I've done. And within just a couple months, everything turned sour. But it was, I didn't have to learn slowly as my parents had learned, having that experience with them. I was able to say, I've goofed up here. Here's a trial. There are going to be some results of this that will be hard to get through, but I need to turn and trust God to take care of things. And he did. The trial was something to endure, but it was something that I actively had to work to try to give this as a way to help my faith grow. If nothing else, I got to understand Moses a little bit more. In the desert, taking credit for water out of a rock is such an easy mistake to make. God is giving us blessings, and we can take the time for it.